So this year we're going to do 30,000 to 40,000 ounces next year, and we haven't formally put out guidance. We won't do that till the end of the year. So as a forward-looking statement, we'll be above 50,000 ounces, I believe, with that pathway of 150 to 200 in 2028 onwards. So it's an incredible growth. So if you look, if you take spot price, say 50 million in cash flow, and put what a 5x multiple on that, you've got our market cap. You're almost getting La Colorada and Ana Paula for free right now.
Right.
It's I think it's a it further reinforces how much room we have to move up in our share price.
Charles Funk, Heliostar Metals, good afternoon to you, my friend.
Yeah, good to see you again.
You look very happy, and some news just hit. But before we get into it, I just want to make a disclaimer. I am an investor, a very happy investor in Heliostar Metals, and Heliostar Metals is also a sponsor to our site and channel. Charles, let's get into it. Why are you so happy? What hit the what did you release?
Yeah, we're going to restart mining at St. Augustine. So that's we've been getting gold out of the leach pads, but that's been a a gain that decreases month over month. We've got all the required permissions in place. We got the capital, so we made a decision as a company that we can meet our forecast deadline and restart production in Q4. We'll start stacking and crushing material in the leach pad at the beginning, and we'll see that gold come out towards the end of the period, meaning we've got two, full-time operating mines, which is wonderful.
That's more than wonderful. That's crazy wonderful. I wanted you to work a little bit about that out with me, if you would, just the timelines. What are the expectations really for the rest of the, you're doing it now, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. It's turned on now, correct?
Yeah, so the history, and to give you a bit of color and your listeners a bit of color, St. Augustine's an unusual shaped pit. It's an L-shaped pit. And the reason for that is because there was surface access that the previous operator didn't have. They were able to get that access in 2022, but by then you had the president of Mexico who had just frozen the system and permits weren't coming through. So we submitted the required applications in Q4 last year, and now we've received all of those permissions. We've also got permission to lift the height of the leach pad, which saves about 5 million in development capital. So a couple of wins for us. So we've got to do some minor things. We've got to move the local power line that goes to our plant. We've got to move the access road, clear some vegetation, stockpile some topsoil. So we should be starting to move the first ore material at the beginning of Q4 once we do that work over the next few months. And that means it takes a little bit of time for that to percolate through the pad and to come out as gold bars. So we expect to see that sort of mid to late Q4, that production, which is what we had forecast. So it's very pleasing to be able to meet those deadlines.
That's what I want to know right there. So you should be really cash flowing from that mine here in Q4, correct?
That's what the huge read-through for us as a company is. At $3,000 gold, we'll have about $40 million in cash flow. It's a huge de-risking step. Yeah, you can put some certainty as opposed to saying, will they, won't they get permission to do that? Now you can say, I can assume that St. Augustine alone will probably support more production than the company's done as a whole this year. So I think our production will increase next year. Our all-in sustaining costs should decrease from what we guided last year of this year because we're not restarting operations. So more production at higher margins. The read-through is very positive for us.
So, give me a total then that you expect to be producing.
Yeah, so this year we're going to do 30,000 to 40,000 ounces next year, and we haven't formally put out guidance. We won't do that till the end of the year. So, as a forward-looking statement, we'll be above 50,000 ounces, I believe, with that pathway of 150 to 200 in 2028 onwards. So, it's an incredible growth. So, if you look, if you take spot price, say 50 million in cash flow, and put what a 5x multiple on that, you've got our market cap. You're almost getting La Colorada and Ana Paula for free right now. It's I think it's a it further reinforces how much room we have to move up in our share price.
Now, tell me about what kind of what price do you expect to get? I'm sure you've negotiated Well, but yeah, what price are you going to get when you're selling the gold, if you would? Is it at spot price or what's the mar yeah.
So a couple of the unique features of the company right now is we have no debt and we have no hedging. So we sold gold last week for sorry, time flies at the beginning of this week for over $3,400 an ounce.
So just
So
that
it's an incredible time to be selling gold. We only need 4.2 million in capex because it's just an extension expansion of the pit. So very low cost, very high rate of return, very significant cash flow for us. It really sets us up strongly for the second half of this year and next year.
spot. Got it. Okay. A little bit now, and again, this is huge news, huge news. But I guess more than likely, I guess what I want to ask is, what's the plan here to the end of the year? Is it just to get this on? I don't want to say just, but to get this online, so you're making sure that nothing goes wrong. But yeah, what is the plan? Is it?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of layers to the plan. The obvious one is to increase production. That's clearly what the step one will be. Step two, specific to Ana Paula, oh, sorry, specific to San Augustine, is that we have now for the first time the confidence to reinvest in Durango. We've focused on investing in La Colorada and Ana Paula, and you've seen the results of those over the first half of the year. The turnaround at La Colorada has been spectacular in my mind, from an asset in care and maintenance to a 6.5 year mine life, all because we started giving it the first capital that it's seen for probably 5 or 7 years. Now we can do the same at San Augustine. For those who are interested, go and have a look at the press release. We lay out now we're going to invest in some oxide growth targets. So we think we might be able to further expand the mine life. And then we've got some sort of higher risk, higher reward sulfide plays. Geologically, this is a pretty impressive area. It's got, if you look at the footprint of the gold and the gold, silver, lead, zinc anomalies, they're 4 by 4 kilometers. So we think it's got potential for a deeper, bigger picture target. To be clear, that's exploration. So what you'll see from Heliostar is now the confidence that we can turn resources into production ounces. So therefore, now we're committing the capital to look to grow the mine life and then take some of those higher risk exploration shots that hopefully can have a high reward if we're successful. So San Augustine will now get the first fresh capital that we've put into it. And then in the bigger picture, it gives us cash flow certainty for what we're trying to achieve across the business. We're trying to build up cash so that we could build Ana Paula without any material equity dilution. And we're also undertaking really good growth steps at La Colorada and at Ana Paula now at San Augustine. So I've sort of a long answer to your question, but we're solidifying production. Now we can really start to solidify growth and upside.
No, that's exactly what I want to hear, and that's a great answer. And you're out on the road a lot, and I actually attend a lot of the luncheons and dinners, and talk to a lot of people with a lot of different companies, if you would. And you always come to mind, and Heliostar always comes to mind, is I wish people would take that model, get into production, and then you can internally finance more exploration, or and again, you can finance prolonging a mine life and getting more ore out of the ground.
I think to touch on that, I think you had to be taking risks last year and the year before to get these opportunities. It's a lot harder, or you need a lot deeper pockets to do that right now, because
Right.
everything, it's incredible to think that we only paid 15 million for these assets. Like, analyst consensus NAV for us is, around $750 million range, and we paid 15 million for the assets. So I think it's very hard to apply that model starting today. You had to have taken risks. You had to have been unpopular, and see value where others didn't. And now we can just focus on unlocking the portfolio.
Yeah, and you commented on a previous discussion. You bought straw hats in the winter. That was the analogy. And kudos to you, and kudos to the team, really, your team there and the company. And you're right. That being said, I do wish that this was approach, even though harder nowadays, I wish it was the approach that other companies would take, because it really protects me as a shareholder, which I am. Charles, give me some final thoughts here of what people to expect over the next more news, more great news over the next several weeks, or take me through to the end of the year here. What to expect?
Yeah, so I like to close with a couple of points. The big picture business concept that we want to be 150 to 200,000 ounce producer in 2028. If you look at companies that do that, you know, they're well over 1.5 billion Canadian market cap. That implies a very significant lift for us, and we think we can get there with little to no equity dilution. That's what we're going to try and distinguish ourselves with. In the short term, we're very catalyst rich. I like to think of them as three layers. There is that sort of performance layer. At the end of this month, we'll have the financial year, and we have an unusual financial year end of March 31st as a hangover from before we're in production. So you'll see the full year last year, end of August, you'll see Q2 come out. So that's hopefully the confidence in that steady state performance. Q1 was really strong for us. Q2 is a bit weaker. Q3 and four get better is our pathway this year. Then there's what I call those big growth steps. We've got the technical report for La Colorada coming out shortly that we think can show improved economics. We're getting no value for Cerro de Gallo, which is what we think will take us to 300,000 ounces of annual production after Ana Paula. We'll have a PFS out for that in the second half of the year, and then the FS of Ana Paula to come next year. So three really big chunky growth steps. And now on top of this, you've almost got like the icing, which is these ability, you know, the 15,000 meters, two rigs at Ana Paula, the drilling of the stockpiles and the exploration targets at La Colorada. And now we're going to get the rigs turning at San Augustine. So you've got these three layers of stability and confidence, valuation growth steps, and a little bit of sex appeal on top with the drill bit, which we love to do.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to hear. And to all my listeners, you're absolutely not too late. Do your own due diligence, but you're going to have plenty of news flowing, not dripping, but flowing great news, potential great news coming out over the next several weeks and several months, taking us through the end of the year. Charles, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. You took some big swings early in the step and project, and it looks like you more than hit a home run on this. And now it's just getting down to executing, really, you and your team executing. And I'm very confident that you guys will be doing that.
No, thank you very much.
No problem. If people want to learn more about you or buy you, what's your website and what exchanges and your ticker symbols are you traded on?
Yeah, so in the US, we're HSTXF on the OTCQX. In Canada, we're HSTR. And please come to our website, heliostarmetals.com. You'll find all the information you need. You'll find how to contact and reach us if you have additional questions.
And they're very responsive. Charles, I will put everything that you just said in the show notes, both on the YouTube channel, the Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And yeah, I'm looking forward to chatting with you again in probably another 30 days or so to get an update.
Sounds good. Thanks, Andy, and thanks everyone for listening.
Bye.